It's a project for Liverpool.
For the Liverpool Biennial.
For Liverpool Biennial.
Speciale Biennale di Liverpool.
My name is Will Kwan. I'm a Toronto-based artist, and I was born in Hong Kong, but I've lived most of my life in Toronto, and I've lived in other places in the United States and in Europe. The piece that I've done for the Liverpool Biennial is a set of flags, 36 in total, and they've been installed on the exterior of the Scandinavian Hotel. And the flags are images that I've taken from different press archives, press photo archives, such as Reuters, Associated Press, Getty Images. And the images are of flags being burnt in various contexts, whether it's a protest or a political rally. What I've done is I've taken these images and cropped them down so all of the details of the original political scene have been removed, and all you see is really the proportions of the flag. But in the flag itself, the image is slightly deteriorating, and there, the edges, you can see the flag being burnt or hands holding the flag. But when the image has been cropped so tightly, the flag in the image, it's three-dimensional. Once it's cropped down, it becomes a two-dimensional graphic again. So at a distance, the set of 36 flags looks like any kind of display of national flags, something you'd see outside of an institution or something like what you'd see outside the United Nations. But once you get closer to the installation, you'll start to see that the flags are deteriorating and that there's some kind of defacement happening to the image. The installation is really about our association with these kinds of images, our political relation to them in the sense that they're power as representations depend on how we interact with them. For me, the work is also about the circulation of images in a global context through photojournalism and how images are cropped to create a kind of stand-in language for protest, for politics, and then the kind of confrontation between nations. The images and the lack of context. I started to think about this piece in 2005. I was living in the Netherlands, and that was the year that there were those images of the Prophet Muhammad was published in a Danish newspaper. And I was living in Europe, and on every single newspaper, I would see this image of different protests around the world where these protesters were burning the Danish flag. And for me, already the act itself was already starting to become dislodged from a context. It became almost a default image that was used to accompany an article or a report. So for me, the context, I mean, is part of it, but there's so many contexts that after a while, the image starts to take on its own meaning. I want the viewer to think about those meanings. And really, there's a writer who has written about act of defacement, which has really inspired me. His name is Michael Taussig, and he writes about how the authority of images is really only enacted through the powers enacted in the embodied in an image or an icon, with the understanding that in order for it to have its power, it needs to be defaced. And for me, it's about this kind of meta way of thinking about the image, that it's the flag and our relationship to national authority is really, or response to it is kind of built in, that power is only reinforced because we enact on it. By presenting this image that's associated with a protest in as authoritative a way as possible, I'm trying to reintroduce that reading into those images. in a lot of cases, it's a confrontation between a minority and a majority. I haven't come across any people burning peace flags. I've come across images, burning images or flags that are associated with gay pride, but it's often national symbols. There are flags that are not nations, but they represent cultural groups, that represent groups that are claiming autonomy. But really, I think it has a lot to do with a sense of belonging and the sense of another. So I think really the focus is on the authority of a national flag. I think also it's about nation states, because nation states kind of define the authorities that we encounter on a daily basis as citizens. So I think that's becomes a flashpoint, that image. There are controversies around desecration of flags by individuals in a country burning the flag of that country. I think in Iran, you're free to burn the American flag. Whether you can burn the Iranian flag is another issue. I mean, in the history of art, there's also these controversies. I forget the name of the young artist who was at the San Francisco Art Institute. This was, I think, in the 80s, and he made a piece where he placed the flag on the ground, and I think viewers had to step on it or step on it in order to get to another part of the installation, and that caused a lot of problems. I think that was during a period when there was a lot of tension around cultural politics or cultural identity in the United States, but there's a history of that. I think flags, though, are part of our daily experience. I think maybe there's a closer relationship that we have with that image. I think it depends on the context, the society. But, I mean, we see the British flag, the American flag, everywhere we go. They become part of this background noise, especially when they aren't being used necessarily in a political way. There was a period in the United States where the American flag became such a political tool, so then we notice it. When it's burnt in a certain context and it's being burnt for the purposes of becoming an image and being reproduced, then we also, I think, take notice of that. I think it's something that you use for a political reason. I mean, the images are taken from media sources. It's really about those images, and part of it is why they were produced, why there are so many of them, why it becomes such a useful in the sense that it tells you. I mean, if you pick up the paper and you see that image, you know already to some extent what the point of the article is, right? It's going to describe a particular kind of event. So for me, it's about the fact that those images exist. I'm not interested in manipulating them or changing them. I'm really just interested in presenting the scope of them, reframing them in a way to create something where you can see a continuity, a dialogue between them. I mean, if we're talking about a democratic state versus a non-democratic state, whether in a democratic state you would resort to other modes of protest or speaking to power, I would say. I mean, you can see images or you can see flags included in the set that are, I mean, there's an Indian flag next to a Pakistani flag. So it's not about a bigger ideology, it's about a kind of instinctive reaction to symbols that carry power, that stand in for the state, stand in for some kind of authority. Whether the media uses the images or, let's say, exaggerates their significance, probably. But I'm interested in the images themselves because I'm interested in that image production. I'm interested in the fact that these images exist and that they're used as a language. Maybe it's an easy image to use or an easy image to create. An easy image to read so that it becomes part of a photojournalistic language. You lead with an image like that, right? If you can get artwork like that, then you go with that kind of image. So if it's about the media, it's about that becoming part of the media landscape, kind of media syntax. And I think my engagement with those images as media images is at that level. Well, I'm not trying to obscure the image. I'm trying to reveal something about it. I don't think my intention is to kind of mash things together. I mean, I do that in other works, but I think with this work, it's about recognizing that the nation still has meaning. Otherwise, I think you wouldn't respond to those symbols in those ways. I mean, it's not violent in the sense that it's destroying property, but it's still a kind of iconoclasm. I think it's, for me, it's not about blurring, it's about revealing that there is some residual connection to national symbols.
Radio Pabese è un progetto curato da Ilaria Gadens e Carola Haupt.